Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. The Coast Guard says a 65-mile stretch of the Mississippi River is closed until further notice while crews clean up oil from a barge that hit a towboat between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. The collision happened yesterday near Vacherie in nearby St. Charles Parish. Public drinking water intakes on the river are closed as a precaution. Officials say they don't know how much oil spilled. No one was hurt. The Guardian reports that Western nations are scrambling to contain fallout of the Ukraine's weekend revolution, pledging money, support, and possible EU membership, while anxiously eyeing the response of the Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose protege has effectively been ousted. As the big international loser of the three-month drama's denouement, the Kremlin has the potential to create the most mischief because of Ukraine's closeness, its pro-Russian affinities in the East and South, and the country's dependence on Russian energy supplies. Western leaders, while welcoming the unexpected turn of events in Kiev, are worried about the country fracturing into a pro-Russian and pro-Western conflict. They are certain to push for a new government that is as inclusive as possible to replace the collapsed and discredited administration of Yanukovych. Maintaining the fragile country's territorial integrity swiftly emerged as the paramount concern in the West. France, together with its European partners, calls for the preservation of the country's unity. Meteorologists say a pair of storms could dump several inches of very welcomed rain on parched cities and croplands throughout California in the coming week. The National Weather Service says it won't be enough to end the record drought, but it will help. Twin Pacific storms are expected to bring as much as 2 inches of rain to the coast and several feet of snow to the Sierra. New details are emerging about the arrest of one of the world's most wanted drug traffickers. A U.S. government official and a senior federal law enforcement official say cell phone intercepts and the arrests of a courier and top aide to Joaquin El Chapo Guzman led to his arrest early Saturday at a beachfront condo in northwestern Mexico. Guzman escaped from prison in 2001 and has been hunted since. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Panel is encouraging Mexican authorities to extradite the drug kingpin to the U.S. to ensure he remains behind bars. Top politicians in Illinois joined local leaders in Michigan yesterday, trumpeting as a coup news that their states have landed a part in what they consider a revolutionary effort to boost manufacturing innovation. Seeded by $140 million from federal taxpayers, Chicago and the Detroit area stand to reap millions of dollars in federal grants and private sector investments as part of the White House initiative to boost innovation in manufacturing and create jobs. The White House says that on Tuesday, President Barack Obama will announce the creation of two manufacturing institutes. The Detroit Area Institute will focus on lightweight metals, while the Chicago hub will push innovation in digital manufacturing and design. It's all over in Sochi, with a nod to Russia's Olympic past and 900 children carrying small flames. A giant bear huffed and puffed and blew out the Olympic flame of the Winter Games. Moments later, the giant cauldron outside the Olympic Stadium was extinguished, marking the end of the 17-day games. Russia won the most medals with 33. The U.S. was second with 28. In local news, the NYPD says an officer shot and wounded an emotionally disturbed woman after she charged police with a knife. There was no answer about why the NYPD didn't disarm the woman rather than shoot her. This happened Saturday afternoon in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. Officials say the woman emerged from an apartment bedroom armed with a knife and charged at the responding officers. An officer fired, striking her in the torso. She was in stable condition over the weekend at Kings County Hospital. New York City School Chancellor Carmen Farina met with more than 100 representatives from city charter schools. Participants said little policy was discussed at the closed-door meeting. Charter operators have been apprehensive about Mayor Bill de Blasio, who criticized charter schools during his campaign. A lawyer for the longtime secretary of Bernie Madoff, Annette Bongiorno says his client expects to testify on her own behalf at a trial of five former employees of the Ponzi King. Bongiorno's defense presentation is expected to begin today. It follows several days of testimony by another defendant, Madoff's former head of operations. The defendants are accused of assisting Madoff in a fraud that cheated thousands of investors out of nearly $20 billion. Later today, Sandy survivors will go to City Hall to urge Mayor de Blasio and city officials to take immediate action on rebuilding and recovering in hard-hit areas. They'll discuss delays and problems in the Build It Back program, and they will offer recommendations which can be implemented immediately without Albany approval. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.